We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hold it. Hold up, everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along?
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar, welcome to the show. We just had Tony Pauline on, one of your favorites. I know that. Had a long pause after I asked him if you would take Tua number one. What'd you think about that?
You got to keep the theatrics about the draft going, man. That's how you get clicks. That's how you get excitement.
That's why everybody does mock drafts every day. You're right, Omar.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's about the draft excitement. And if you're ready, if you don't have a secret of who's number one, how exciting is that? You know, even the luckier, they had to, RG3. No, man. Listen, there are still games to be played. That LSU-Alabama game is going to be a big, big, big showdown on November 9th. Tua still got to, you know, lead his team to the national championship game, or it'll be a disappointment in Alabama. But understand that the pressure that's placed on Tua to lead that juggernaut of a program, that just makes him ready-made and ready-built for the NFL.
By the way, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Not a lot of people can handle that kind of pressure.
That's a great point. I do agree with that. He's playing in bigger games than a lot of guys in the NFL right now that are just playing in.
He is the hunted every single week. Every single week he steps on the field. How many college quarterbacks can say that? For 3 years he has been the hunted.
I want to be hunted with that kind of talent around me. Come get me with all my big brothers around here right now. You can't get me. Hey, let me ask you why we're talking here. You drink any Joe Burrow Kool-Aid or no?
Yeah, I watched that Florida game. I was rooting for Joe Burrow because I hate the Gators, damn it, Zach.
Oh, come on.
I grew up a Gator hater. I'm a die Gator hater. Mm. Few things about me will never change, and that's one of them. Burrow, I like a lot about him. I literally had an argument with Godchild in the locker room last week about Tua versus Burrow. Gotcha sold me a little bit, but the thing about Burrow is he can't take centers under snap. I mean, he can't take snaps under center. And that has to change to transition into the NFL, and it's going to be an adjustment process. And until he can, you're going to be a flawed quarterback in the NFL. So people have to keep that in mind. He's not pro-ready like a Fromm is, and so shocked the crap out of me that Tony doesn't have Fromm on his list, because I'm fighting to keep Fromm out from number two. I want to put Burrow ahead of Fromm. Fromm is probably the most pro-ready outside of Tua. So, you know, I know he struggled the last game, but, you know, struggles don't determine who you are. There's still a lot of games to be played, and I'm going to watch and I'm going to enjoy. This is a long season for evaluation, not just of quarterbacks, because the Dolphins need every damn thing on the field. So, you know, we got a long way to go.
Let me ask you, how do you evaluate, and what did you think of the comments yesterday? We've seen enough of Josh Rosen. We're good either way we go. It sounded like we've already know we're going to get a quarterback. So whatever we get, we've had a pretty good look at him. What'd you take out of those comments?
It has bothered me for the last 2 days, Sunday and Monday, that Brian Flores is, definition of how Josh Rosen has been playing has been good, quote unquote good. Josh Rosen is the worst rated quarterback in the NFL in just about every statistical category. How is that good? You could blame the talent around him, you could blame the protection, and some of that is valid. But let's not deny that Ryan Fitzpatrick walked away from last Sunday's game with 100 quarterback rating. Josh Rosen is the worst rated quarterback in every statistical category in the NFL, and your head coach says that he's been good. Like, I can't. If these are the standards that we're going to have for a starting quarterback, I'm done. I just can't. I can't have any belief, any faith, any conviction that you actually know what that you're doing. If this is the standard that you have for this team, and I understand you're a very bad team. You're a tremendously bad team. Might be competing for the worst team in NFL history because your talent is so bad. If you are going to say that the worst performing quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL has been good in anything, any aspect of his game, because he hasn't even reached average yet, like, I'm done. I can't.
I thought it was an interesting comment about the fact, because now what? Now you can go to Fitzpatrick or Rosen whenever you want. It doesn't even matter at this point if you already know what you got or think you know you have with Rosen so far, and it just puts him in a bad situation. I know the money's there, so he's going to be here no matter what the next couple of years because the money's good for that, even as a backup.
Yeah.
But, like, no valuation at all outside of the fact, well, we stink, so he must stink.
It doesn't surprise. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the better quarterback. We're not even going to debate that. But all you need to know is you're playing an inferior quarterback this season because you want to get the number one pick. Let's not deny it. Josh Rosen delivered the number one pick for the Arizona Cardinals. You're hoping he will do the same for you as the Miami Dolphins. Let's not deny it. Don't sit here and tell people, because the whole locker room heard that. They paid attention to that. And while everybody else is getting criticized for their crappy play, Josh Rosen's being propped up as saying he's good. He's completing 53% of his passes. He's thrown one touchdown, five interceptions, 16 sacks, 5.2 yards per attempt. All of those numbers, tragically bad. Every single one of them. There's nothing you can say, and I would love for anybody, including Chad O'Shea, to say, tell me what Josh Rosen has been doing good on the field.
Does he start every game, Omar, the rest of the way, or no? Has that changed? Is he still going to start?
He has to start every game because we got to lose. And no, you know, it is what it is. Like, if you don't get what this season is about, like, you're a moron at this point. Like, it is what it is. He's got to lose. Suffer one season to change your franchise trajectory for a decade. This is what the season is about. So let's follow through with what we need to achieve.
Omar, has anyone on the offensive line since camp broke and the regular season started gotten better through five games?
It's hard to say yes because no. It's hard to say yes. I expected they were a unit that had shown signs that they were getting better, and then they started the first three series allowing four sacks. Michael Dieter is the weakest link on that unit, and the problem is he's the most important person on that unit, and you have to, and the coaches have to figure out a way to get him to play better because it's not good enough right now. Right now he's entering the Dallas Thomas realm of offensive guard play, and it makes me very, very nervous and uncomfortable that that's what you're getting from him. I think you just need solid. Right now, you know, Jesse Davis goes back from left tackle to right tackle. It's going to take him a minute to make that transition. Everybody understood what that's about. You know, I like Brom. I like what he's done. I haven't watched the coach's film this today. I'm going to watch it this morning. I think he's an upgrade over what they had, Danny Isadora. The problem is everything is so unsettled there, and right now Daniel Kilgore is battling some injuries. It's just going to continue to get worse. And as we've seen, you know, this offensive line play is the unit that's going to prop up this whole team or make it fall apart. And as we see, it's falling apart right now. But they purposely made the line this way so that the season would fall apart as it has.
Well, but this goes back to what you say one thing, then kind of the other. Like, how can you look good with the way that offensive line started in this game? Josh Rosen took some vicious hits. It didn't matter who you were. I mean, had time off play action. Drives. He got pounded.
Yeah. Those were three drives, Joe. What happened the rest of his drive?
Oh, I just think you get the crap knocked out of you. I think you get shell-shocked a little bit. I do agree with that theory. Some do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree.
I get punched enough every time you lift your arm, I'm going to start walking away from you a little bit. I'm going to be a little scared there, man. So,
well,
I think Josh got a little bit of talent. I think there's some other things besides just
he's
the talent.
He's got arm talent.
He's
got arm talent.
He's a little different dude, and I wonder if he's not a little bit too much of a different dude for the coaching staff, for the organization, which, by the way, they should have known. If they got issues, it should have never taken place, what took place during the draft. And that will be another topic that's going to pop up, right?
I don't know. As long as he delivers two, I don't really care at this point. It's we all know what it's about. We all know why he's starting. I think he has arm talent. I think the problem is I'm still waiting for that game where we're like, okay, yeah. Give me that 2-touchdown, that 100 quarterback rated game. I meant to look up when Ryan Tannehill had his first 100 rated quarterback game. We need a good, clean, solid performance.
Omar, it's hard to do with what he's got playing around him. First of all, inconsistent wide receiver play.
And let me ask offense, you a question.
This offensive line is really bad.
Do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'm not saying that this should happen because I'm so.
Yes, I think Ryan could have won the last game. Yes. I think we'd have one win. Yes.
Do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick could deliver 100 quarterback rating with this exact team?
No. For four quarters, I know. No. I just personally don't. No.
Yeah, I do. I think he's got one 3-touchdown performance in him. The quarterback has to make the tide rise. Call the right protections, make the right reads. People will acknowledge that Josh Rosen is not reading the field fast enough.
No, that is some of it, but these five offensive linemen, and trying to be fair to them too, I mean, it's week to week. Like Jesse goes, hey, Joe, guess what? I'm going from left tackle back to right tackle, if you're wondering. So, okay, Jesse,
mm-hmm.
Go get him, man. Who are you playing next to? Brand new guy, Joe. So
It's a challenge on the offensive line, and I love that. I love those guys. That's the unit I gravitate to every single year. They're going through a lot. They are truly going through a lot, and they have no unit on this team has gone through more than that offensive line. Don't even claim it, because you didn't have your best player traded. You didn't lose two starters to injury. You didn't have your best player move from left tackle to right tackle, play with an elbow injury. Your leader isn't battling shoulder injury, not leg injury, not knee injury. Like you didn't have to work in three new starters to your unit the first week of the season. Like, don't pretend like they haven't been put through it by the team on purpose.
Omar, before I let you go real quick, Harrison Ballage, playing time going away like a fart in the wind, right?
Here's what I will say on this. It's time to trade Kenyon Drake. Get what you can get for him. He's on a final year of his contract. You're already going to spend like crazy in free agency, so you're not going to get a compensatory pick. Go get a fifth-round pick for Kenyon Drake. Stop holding him as a prisoner and hostage. You barely even use him. Like, go trade him.
He got more touches than anybody. I'm not getting rid of Kenyon Drake. He's good. Why would I want to get rid of him?
For what? Are you going to re-sign him?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I got enough picks. I don't need
it. Commitment, Joe.
I don't need any more fifth round picks. I got all these high picks next year. I got to hit on those. I'm keeping this guy. This guy's good. He got more touches.
For what, Joe? You're not using him.
What do you mean you're not using him? He got a bunch of touches in the game. Got the most carries. He had some catches. I'm not getting rid of him.
Same amount of touches and more yards.
So? Kenyon Drake's got a gear that Walton doesn't have to break a big play. Once
you're right,
get good.
You're right, which is why he's got value, Joe. Go get something for him. You think Kenyon Drake's going to come back to this?
Now you sound like Chris Greer. Let's just get rid of everything. That was good.
Chris Greer. Do you think Kenyon Drake is going to want to come back to this?
No, probably not, but we got to try. I mean, okay, I think we hit on a third-round pick, which we don't do a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
I try to keep him, man. I think he's – I'm a big Kenya. I think you got to look at everything around every guy on both sides of the ball that you expect more out of or whatever and go,
Joe,
hey, man, it's hard.
Explain to me why he's not starting and explain to me why he came in as the third series of the game if he's such a talented weapon.
Oh, I was surprised. I was surprised Walton played ahead of him, although Walton's played a lot better. Walton's been one of the guys that's played better than I thought on the team, and there's not too many of those guys. But as far as gear, and now I'm running super late because you always get me going. You find a way every time. You and I are going to start doing a podcast.
Oh, look at that. The debut of something.
No,
there?
I'm just kidding, man. I'm a terrible podcast.
Omar,
you're good at it.
Thank you for your time.
All right, guys.
All right, that was Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.